Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
It's all about the Emmys in L.A. right now. The first group of talent from television's most celebrated programs have been slated to present at the 69th Emmy Awards on September 17th. That list includes Oprah Winfrey, yep, she's showing up, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Alec Baldwin, Riz Ahmed, Anthony Anderson, and a host of others. And you know, we will be on the red carpet tweeting live and, of course, backstage. We have so many people of color to celebrate this year. It's historic. The 69th Emmys telecast live from the Microsoft Theater on September 17th. Look for it on CBS. And you know what? If nothing else, the Trump administration has brought celebrities out of the comfort zone of usually being non-political. The latest outrage, of course, is over Trump's dismantling of President Obama's DREAM Act, which protected close to 1 million young people brought to the United States by their parents who are not documented immigrants. Of course, we're talking about the brown folks. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook founder and CEO, posted on his social media platform about his feelings on what Jeff Sessions did on Tuesday. He said that this is a sad day for our country. The decision to end DACA, as it's called, is not just wrong, it's particularly cruel. You offer young people the American dream, encourage them to come out of the shadows and trust our government, and then punish them for it. Well, Zuckerberg wrote all of this on his Facebook post. And you know what? 6 months from today, DACA recipients will start to lose their ability to work legally and risk immediate deportation every day. Zuckerberg is also calling on Congress to act on legislation to grant people protected under DACA a pathway to citizenship. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, sounds to me like Mark is thinking about running for president. Don't be surprised. And Meghan Markle has kept her love affair with Prince Harry pretty private, but in the October issue of Vanity Fair, which of course is on the newsstands now, she has some surprises. She proclaims that they are in love. She said that they are a couple and they are presenting themselves at some other point to the public, but right now they just want people to understand it's their time. Well, Meghan added, "Personally, I love a great love story." Well, let me tell you something. Trust me on this one. If she gets engaged to Prince Harry, it's going to be a story. Because in case you didn't know, Meghan is biracial American. And she might just end up being the first African American woman to become a British princess. Whew. Stand by. The dance has begun. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and at AURN online.